This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. With most Americans of all ages opposing most abortions, and with vastly more pregnancy support centers than there are abortion clinics, abortion advocates are compelled to fight back. So starting with just $500,000, Planned Parenthood is forming boot camps to prepare and assign teams to each of their 600 U.S. clinics. It's part of a new strategy to recoup their losses at the polls last November. The undeniable murder by a man of his wife is leading Quebec further away from protecting vulnerable patients, the ones farthest from headlines. The man makes big headlines claiming he was tired from providing care and that his wife did not qualify for Canada's decriminalized suicide. And now, using those headlines, wants his deliberate crime of murder made legal. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. In other headlines, friends and foes alike are urging a Missouri state senator to resign after she said she hopes our president is assassinated. Senator Maria Chappelle is refusing. And pro-life organizations are fighting the green light given to a local Planned Parenthood to open shop in a Reading, Pennsylvania high school. So-called informed decisions are supposed to justify giving the nation's premier abortioners direct interaction with young and vulnerable students. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.